Moms with Swords. If this is your first time, if this is your, I think we're going into our fifth year, y'all. This is crazy. This is so crazy. This is so, so crazy. And nothing to do with me. I laugh because I spoke somewhere and Erin told me after she brought a friend and this friend just said, "Where did Joy get her seminary degree?" Y'all know me, so you're laughing. I said, "Did you tell her that the seminary of the Holy Spirit?" Because I am a worship leader. That's what I did. I traveled with Women of Faith and Beth Moore, and that was my thing. I love leading worship, and then God kicked me out of the boat to do something that I could not do, and only He could do, and that is teaching His Word. So I am like Paul. I do not come to you with an eloquent speech, a huge knowledge, but man, what I pray you're going to sense and feel and inhabit every Thursday is a demonstration of the Spirit's power working through me because it's all Him and none of me. So let's get started. Week one of Moms with Swords. You all got a beautiful journal. That little sweet Hannah that was up here. Hannah's very modest. Hannah's the one that came up with these t-shirts. Don't forget to pick them up if you ordered one. The journal you have, the pen you have, Hannah is our graphics extraordinaire and does so many other things along with that. So we are learning about being established, that we are established this session. For the next 10 weeks, guys, y'all got 10 weeks, just 10 weeks. 10 weeks. And I just believe that God is going to accelerate everything He does here, accelerate in your life what you hear. And there's going to be an acceleration that's going to happen in your homes. I just believe it like I've never believed it before. Because we are living in the last days when our family, our marriages, our children are targeted like they've never been. So I want to go ahead and tell you that you have now been placed on the most wanted list. You know those TV shows, America's Most Wanted? Well, let me just tell you, you are now the devil's most wanted. You, by simply stepping on this campus, have now gone from being a concern, an interest of Satan, to a very big concern of Satan. And how do I know this? Because I know that any great work of God is going to be met with a great resistance on his part, the devil. So I'm just going to go ahead and warn you now. Thursday mornings, they're going to look a lot like Sunday mornings in your home. And some of you probably had that already happen this morning. You are now been placed on the most wanted list. Because the devil does not want you to impart God to your kids. And let me tell you something he doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you, mama, to be free. He doesn't want you to walk free. Because see, if you don't walk free, guess what? Your kids won't walk free. If you're shackled and chained up, guess what? More than likely, you're going to pass that on to your kids. And the devil is mad about it. Look, I'm not trying to scare you. Because I want you to be here. But listen, I only want you here if God wants you here. Because this is a sacred mission. This is a dangerous mission. You are moving yourself voluntarily from a sideline mama to a frontline mama. And you know what the difference is? The sidelines in sports, the sidelines, if you look up that definition, they are for inactive players. And frontlines moms, that's the place where the bullets and the bombs are going to drop. And you have now stepped in saying, "I'm off the sidelines. I'm off the sidelines." And in essence, over these next 10 weeks, what you, mama, are going to get to do is you're going to position yourself, culture, the world, social media right here, and your child behind you, and you're looking ahead and you're saying, "To get to my kid, you got to go through me." Are you ready? Are you ready? This ain't your mama's Bible study. This is war. This is war. And we are an army of moms. I had somebody pray over me a few weeks ago. Prophetically, she said, Joy, I just see this. I don't even know. She didn't know. She didn't really know about moms with sores, didn't know anything about it. She knew I did it, but she didn't know what it was. She said, man, Joy, I just see this army of moms. And they're not dressed in this shabby armor. It's fine. They are clad in this very beautiful armor. And they've got their swords, which is the word of God. And they are moving forward and they are doing war for their families. Y'all, she saw you. She saw you. You think you just stumbled in here because your neighbor told you? The Holy Spirit has purposed you today to be here, to be a warrior for your babies and for your families. You get to do that. Praise God. We get to be on the front lines for our children. But we're not alone. We are armed with the word of God. We are moms with swords. The sword is the word of God. And over these next 10 weeks, God is going to put it on your tongue. And you're going to whet your children's appetite for it like never before. So I say welcome. I've scared some of you to death, but I say welcome. When I was praying for you, when I was praying for this session, God gave me so many visions for you, so many thoughts of what he wanted to do for you this session. So many pictures that I could list. I mean, it would take both of these screens. Our prayer team met in here. We have prayed over this sanctuary. We have prayed over you. We've prayed you here. And I could give you so many pictures, but God clearly just narrowed it down to three pictures of three different kind of mamas that have walked in these doors and will, because I know some of you are going to go back and say, you got to come to this. You got to come. It's time. You've been on the sidelines too long. Come on. Come on. Come on with me. Because we're together. We're linking arms, y'all. We're not by ourselves. You're not standing there by yourself. You got this. That's what the beauty of Moms with Swords is. You're together. This is a community. Your prayer groups, man, there's two and three gathered. So God is there. So these moms, the moms that are here and the moms that are yet to come, there's three different kinds. And this is what he said. Has anybody ever had a break in their arms and you've had to splint? You had to get one of those arm splints and splint it? Praise God, I've got three kids, and we have not yet had anything like that. Thank you, Lord. But you know, a splint, it's a short-term treatment for any painful injury. You know, you put it in that splint, and they say that you keep, like if it's your arm, you keep it close to your body. They splint it to where it cannot move. And God told me, Joy, there's some mamas coming in here that I need to splint over these next 2 weeks. You're broken. You're hurt. Your marriage is going down the toilet. Your kids. You, mom, feel inadequate. You, mom, feel chained to your past that you cannot live in the present. God said, Joy, there's those mamas that I'm coming and I'm going to splint them. It might hurt a little bit. But man, my word is going to bathe over them. My word is going to heal every broken place. My word is going to satisfy them to the core so that when this splint comes off, they are free to walk out who they are in me. If that is you, would you just let him splint you over these next 10 weeks? And the second kind of moms that I think have walked through this door, and I pray actually that they haven't, but I'm not naive enough to know that they have. I was on a retreat this weekend, and one of the leaders, y'all, did you hear me? This is a Christian retreat. One of the leaders on the Christian retreat, when the speaker, who I'm so excited about because this particular speaker is coming to Moms with Swords towards the end of the session, she asked us, as a group of moms, she said, when you picture Father God, what do you see? What do you see? And this leader went to another leader and said, I know you're going to think I'm crazy. But when she said that, all I could see was Sherlock Holmes. Jamie, where's Jamie? Jamie's got the trench coat. Jamie wears his trench coat. I'm like, Jamie, you look just like Sherlock Holmes. She's probably rocking a baby. But she said, I picture Sherlock Holmes. I know you think I'm crazy. Well, the next morning, she goes to that leader and she says, okay, I was in the shower. You're going to think I'm crazy. And I heard a voice say, I'm a mystery to you. And that other leader, Holy Spirit quickened her and said, do you know Jesus? And she said, I don't think I do. Father God knew how to pose himself to this lady so he could reveal himself to this lady. If you have, oh man, I got chills all over my body. If you have walked in here and you don't know Father God, if he's a mystery to you, may today be the day of salvation for you. He is not far off. He is not a mystery to be unveiled. He is for you. I heard Beth Moore say just yesterday, and it was confirmation again for where we're going as a session. She was talking about the Holy Spirit. She said, I want only Jesus. But I want all of Jesus, and I am zealous for you this session to get all of Jesus. And all of Jesus next year, and all of Jesus the next year, because he is mysterious. He is bigger and unfathomable, and there are deeper measures of love that he wants you to know about. And if you don't know him, if he looks like Sherlock Holmes to you, you come and find one of us. Today could be your day. But then he showed me a third. And this, honestly, you may say, gosh, Joy, I am not broken. I am so whole. I am so well. I am trucking along. We are good. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And Joy, I know Jesus. I know him. I've known him since I was a little girl. I got saved at 8 years old. Are you kidding? But let me tell you something that every one of you have walked in. This is every one of us. Maybe not now, but at some point, all of us have or are believing a lie. If we were not, there would be no reason to have the counsel of the Word of God, great books, pastors, counseling. If you are not believing a lie, praise God. But I'm going to ask you over these next 10 weeks, as this is our very resource book that Jesus knew so many months ago we needed. Because I believe some of us, if not all of us, have been or are believing a lie. John 10:10 says, I have come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. Let me ask you this, mom. If you are not the first mom, and if you are not the second mom, let me ask you then, are you living an abundant life, a life that is to the full, to that it overflows? Are you? Are you? Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. And y'all, not just the mundane. Listen, I know there's a podcast about something about the mundane, and I just can't, that just makes my stomach hurt, y'all, because a life with Jesus is not mundane. It's Groundhog Day, but it's not mundane. Do we know who walks with us, who talks with us, who resides with us? He is not mundane. And he has come that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Listen, I want to read out of our book. If you didn't order it, I tell you to go order it. You don't have to follow along. Your prayer group leader is going to reference it sometimes. They might use it, they might not. But let this be a resource. Man, I read this book every year. I read it because every year I find I'm believing something that's not true. Listen to what she says, Nancy Lee DeMoss. Man, oh gosh. And I'm just going to go ahead and say, I know some of you, I'm going to get on your nerves. I get on some people's nerves. I know I do. I mean, I get on my own nerves. So it is okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not sensitive. The lies that have confronted women of all eras beyond number, But certain lies seem to particularly plague Christian women in our day. My goal in this book is to expose those lies for what they really are. Some of the lies we will confront are so widely believed that you may find it difficult to recognize them as even lies. Listen to this. But the best lies are those that look the most like truth. The newest lies are the oldest. Are you believing a lie, Mom? The journey you and I are about to take together may not be an easy one, y'all. No matter where you find yourself on the three separate spheres of moms, this is not an easy one. Abundant life, it's not easy, but y'all, it's worth it. It is worth it. It may be difficult, it may be even painful to identify and root out those areas of deception that have placed you in bondage. But I know a good shepherd, she says, who loves you so dearly, who laid down his life for you and established you, and who will take you by the hand and lead you into green pastures and by quiet waters. Listen, if you will only let him. I found this one fact, and then I'm going to move into my teaching. Fascinating, y'all. We all know this verse, Galatians 5:1. We all know this verse. It is for freedom that Christ set us free, completely liberating us. Therefore, he says, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery, which you once removed. And just leave that on there. Listen, y'all. Okay, you who are in Christ Jesus are free. Say, I'm free. I'm free. But not all that are saved are walking in freedom. And I'm going to show you through scripture where that's true. This word freedom, it was for freedom that Christ set you free. It is the word eleutheria. And its word origin is eleutheros, E-L-E-U-T-H-E-R-O-S. Freedom, in this original Greek, it's liberty to do or omit things, listen, having nothing to do with salvation. Did you hear that? You are free. Free. This free says, I set free, liberate, remove restrictions of sin. That's what Jesus did. So if you are in Christ, yes, you are free. You are free from that yoke of slavery. But we have to choose to walk in freedom. You know that saying, not all who wander are lost. Not all who are saved are walking in freedom. Oh, let me say that one more time. Not all who are saved are walking in freedom. And y'all, the work of the cross was too great for you, Mom, not to take it by the reins, the freedom that daily is available to you. But you know what it's going to take? It's going to take us tearing down the lies that the enemy has placed and stamped on our hearts. And over the next 10 weeks, in Jesus' name, I believe God. I believe him. I just am that audacious. I am just that scandalous to know the opposition that has come against me to get to this day, and it has been like none other, I will tell you. It has been like none other, personally, in my marriage, even in Moms with Swords. And the devil thinks that's going to rattle me. You know what it makes me do? I just dig my heels in a little farther. And God, I remember I was in the shower December 17th, and God said, Joy, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. God wants you, Mom, to walk in freedom, because if you walk in freedom, your children walk in freedom. Praise God. Praise God that over these next 10 weeks, we get to dive in to the word that is truth, the only truth that allows us to walk in that freedom that Christ set us free once and for all to do. Our session verse is Psalm 90, verse 17. Again, we talked about being rooted and engrafted in last session. Y'all, it's just so crazy how the Lord works. I am just zealous for this session, for what God is going to do in you. Man, I mean, I know by the end of my talk, I've scared some of you to death, but man, I pray the Holy Spirit is churned in you. I want to walk in freedom. I am zealous for what he's going to do for you and for me, because I'm right there with you. I myself am trying to apply the truth of God's word to the lies that I have myself believed. And I have to do it every day, every day, every day. Established. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Establish the work of our hands. Y'all, this establish means to be firm, fixed, stable, secure. Jesus wants to affirm to us this session over these next 10 weeks that we are in Christ, fixed, secure, stable. In him and through him, we are established. End of story, because of what Jesus did on the cross, like we just saw, we are free. The bondage, the sin has been lifted. Jesus took it. We are free of that. In him, his sacrifice was for all. And because we ourselves are now established, we are firm, we are secure, in spite of our circumstances, in spite of what happens in your home, you, Mom, in Christ, are established. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. For you have been born again, not of a seed which is perishable, but imperishable. That is through the living and enduring word of God. See, being born again of this imperishable seed. It's not flesh and blood. It's this imperishable seed, Jesus, that engrafts us in and gives us a new beginning. If you're 8 years old, or I got to lead my father to Jesus at 89 years old. At 89, my dad finally received this imperishable seed. So this spiritual seed, once you and I receive Christ, and as we learned last session, if you remember, it is a personal taken. You don't get to take mama's Jesus. Mm-mm. And you don't get to take your grandmama. Oh, I remember my grandmama. She loved Jesus. Have you taken this seed for your own? If you have taken that, then Mom, guess what? You are firm and secure. But we must be diligent to make sure where that seed is housed, that soil around the seed, where that seed is housed and taking root, we must protect it. How many of you are pregnant out here this morning? Oh, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to come rub your belly, or at least pat it, okay? And if you have a baby, I'm just going to come get it, and I'm probably going to kiss on it, okay? If you're not okay, just tell me. Say, Joy, too much, too much. Just like you pregnant mamas, you have to what? Take prenatal vitamins. You got to go to the OBGYN. You got to nurture that physical seed. Y'all, we take care of the physical, and we neglect the spiritual seed. And moms, we are the worst, and we're on the front lines. You have got to protect that spiritual seed. You have got to tend to the soil so that spiritual seed, that incorruptible seed, grows and you walk in freedom. Right? Christy, you're going to be my amen corner. I love it. Woo! So I want us to do some soil checking. We're going to continue this on next week. We're going to do a few short passages this morning, and then we're going to continue it next week. But if you have your Bibles, again, if you've seen Sweet Ann puts it up on the screen, but Mark 4, we're going to talk about two kind of soils today. Two kind of soils. You see, a seed waits to germinate. A physical seed waits to germinate until three needs are met: water, temperature, and good soil. And that seed relies on that food supply that's stored within. And see, for roots to even grow, we kind of did it backwards, y'all. Forgive me. We probably should have done this before roots and being engrafted. That's okay. The Lord knew. Before roots can even grow, there's got to be a seed. There's got to be a seed. And I love how 1 Peter, that we just looked at it, it says we're being born again through this incorruptible seed, Jesus, and through the living and abiding Word of God, which is how we most, that is the only way we tend to the seed, is through the Word of God, checking, piercing, dividing, rooting out. We've got to protect it. So let's go to Mark 4. We're starting verse 1, and we're just going to read to verse 4, and then we're going to pick it up in 5 and 6. So again, Jesus began to teach beside the Sea of Galilee, and a very large crowd gathered around him. So he got in a boat, anchoring it a short distance out on the sea, and he sat down, and the whole crowd was by the sea on the shore. And he taught them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow seed, and as he was sowing, some seed fell by the road, and the birds came up and ate it up." So I'm going to stop right there and we'll pick back up. Moms, you can't get apples from a pear tree. And I believe the soil that this particular, we can liken it. I view these teachings, for the most part, I'm going to view them through the lens of mothering and women in general. And so this sower, when the seed went forth, that word of God went forth, it fell by the, and the birds came up and ate it up. Possibly this soil is the first mama or the second mama that I described. This possibly could be one of the moms that has no belief. There's no incorruptible seed. So when they hear the word or something of the Lord, it doesn't take root. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14 says. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Does anybody have a friend that thinks you're just crazy? I mean, I have good friends that think I'm crazy, and thankfully they love me anyway. When you talk, and y'all, my poor husband, he's a big corporate guy. Some of you have corporate husbands. And he's scared to take me to dinners. He's even had people in church say, "What's it like being married to Joy?" Because I just talked Jesus. Tisha, you know, I mean, I can't not talk. So we were in Chicago. And y'all, I love getting dressed up. I'm not a big food person. I'm going to tell you everything up here. Might get on some of your nerves. It's okay. I'm real honest. Food is just not a big deal to me. Chick-fil-A tea, I could live on it. And cereal. I do have a bowl of cereal every night. If you call me at 10 o'clock at night, you can just text me and say, "Joy, you're eating your cereal." And I'm going to say, "Yes, I am." So food's not a big deal to me. So we're in Chicago with this big fancy dinner. And Todd's like, "Now, Joy, you know, this is corporate America. So you got to be careful." I'm like, "What are you saying?" I'm like, I know, But the whole time, y'all, I'm praying. I'm like, Lord Jesus, please just give me one person. Please just, and just keep my mouth shut when I'm. So we go to this big sales dinner. And you can just tell Todd's sweating. You can just, y'all, my husband is the complete opposite of me. He is the introvert of all introverts. He has one best friend, and that's me and Jesus. He doesn't need anybody else. I'm like, could you please find some friends? So I can just tell, you know, and he's just, he's so, not politically correct, because he will, but he's so like, if you're at a restaurant and there people are waiting on a table and we're eating, he's going to make us choke on our food so those people can sit down. He's just that kind of guy. I want to be like him when I grow up. So I can tell he's just sweating like, oh gosh, what is Joy going to do or say? And I mingle. I'm not a good mingler. We're mingling. And we finally get to this sales guy and his wife. You know, the whole time I'm praying, God, just give me one person. Just give me one. Oh, yeah, what do you do? I stay at home. Oh, you know, that's that kind of. And this lady says, oh, I lead a Beth Moore Bible study. Y'all, it was my end. I was like, yes! Thank you, Jesus. I can just talk like I talk. So Todd literally looked over at me and said, finally. Because y'all, the person without Jesus, without the Spirit, they think you're crazy. And when they come into something like this or God's word goes forth, there's no seed there to begin with. So the soil, so birds just come and eat it up. And again, I pray if you are that number two mama, if you are number two mama, you don't have to go number two. But if you're the number two mama, come and see one of us. Come and see one of us. And let's keep reading. And we're going to start at verse 5. Other seed fell on rocks where there was not much soil, and immediately a plant sprang up because the soil had no depth. And when the sun came up, the plant was scorched because it had no root. So it dried up and it withered away. We were in Colorado this past summer, and Ann has a picture. We went up this... some of y'all know, I can't remember what it was, but this big thing that goes up a mountain, it's like a big train thing in Colorado, big famous, can't remember, shoot. Pike's Peak, thank you, Ann, my sweet Ann. Pike's Peak, yes. And we got, you know, I mean, Pike's Peak going up this mountain, and as we got up, we had the windows down, it was colder and colder and colder. And then we got to this place, and the lady on the microphone said, now we have reached above the tree line. This means no trees can grow because they can't get to water because the rocky terrain. There's too many rocks in the way, so the roots can't take root to get to water. The roots can't get to water because there's too many rocks. You see, this rocky soil, 248, calling all 248. Oh, 146, go to the childcare table. You see, this possibly mom, y'all, this mama, oh, bless you, come back in here, just bring them in here. Blow out and all, naked, doesn't matter, bring them in here. You see, we learned last session that roots have got to be established, right? But this session we're learning that we've got to first have the seed, the imperishable seed, for there to even be roots. And so the rocky soil that was talked about in that passage, and will you go back to that verse 5, the rocky soil talked about here is probably the seed. There is a seed. There is a seed. There is a seed. But maybe this mom right here is number three mom. Maybe all of us find ourselves as this mom. You see, this seed couldn't get to water. It had no depth. This rocky soil, y'all, in gardening, rocky soil is problematic to the nth degree. It prevents the root system to get to the water. And so those roots cannot penetrate the rock and get the nutrients that the seed needs to grow. So mom, this to me is a mom possibly Man, I find myself here. I found myself here just a few weeks ago. There were some rocks in the way. There were some rocks in the soil of my heart. So the seed, the incorruptible, the truth of God's word couldn't fully take root because, see, I had too many rocks. And do you know what sometimes you have to do when you got a lot of rocks? In gardening, sometimes they got to get a backhoe. Anybody's grandfather ever had a backhoe? You know, you backhoe their garden, Emily, back in Alabama. Backhoe. But listen, if the rocks are real problematic, you got to get some dynamite to blast through that rock. See, some of you possibly walked in this room offended. Oh, this is a new word the Lord's been telling me to pray into, opposing. I'm opposing that. Comparison. See, those are all posing as rocks, y'all, but they're symptoms of a lie. Oh, let me say that again. They are posing as rocks, but they are symptoms of a lie that the enemy is trying to keep you believing. And listen. A few weeks ago, I took a backhoe because I'm not asking you to do anything that I'm not doing first. I took a backhoe and I sat myself somewhere and I got black. And then I took some dynamite. And y'all, literally, I was counseling with somebody and literally, I literally said, God just gave me some dynamite. And I blasted through some rocks. Because I want to walk in full freedom. So I want to ask you, what rock, which again, our session, this is our book, what rock or what lie is keeping you from walking completely in the freedom that Jesus sets you free to walk in? I'm going to ask you to write down a question, and you don't have to answer it now because, listen, the Spirit's going to, you're going to, and listen, this is another thing. Do not take my word for it. I learned that from sitting under Beth Moore when we would travel together. I heard her say this every night. You go and test out what I say against the word of God because that is the truth. My words, yes, I ask God every time. I'm like, God, may my thoughts, may what my opinions, may what I think never come forward in what I'm teaching the word of God. Never. I don't want it to be my words you hear, but you go test it against the word of God and you let the Holy Spirit germinate it in your life. Because it's a personal journey. Your rock doesn't look like my rock. The lie you believe, sometimes I'm believing the same one and sometimes I'm not. And man, I pray in your prayer group over these next 10 weeks, every one of you will be vulnerable to say, I've been believing this lie and it's become a rock in the soil of my heart and I'm ready to get some dynamite in Jesus' name and blast through it. Are you ready, Mom? Man, I feel like a WWE wrestler. Here's the question. You write it down and you ponder on it. You chew on it. You get mad at me because I asked you. I didn't ask it of you. God's asking it of you. Take it up with Him. Take it up with Him. Get in your secret place. Wrestle it out. What rock or lie, because that's what it really is keeping me from fully receiving the living water that the Holy Spirit has readily available. I want you to write it down. Some of you, I believe the Holy Spirit right now has just, I know. And some of you have to just think about it. Just let God germinate it in you for a little bit. Established is to be firm. Another one of the descriptions in the original of this word is to get yourself ready. Make preparations, Mom. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready for a new level of freedom that you have never walked in before. Make preparation, which means sometimes you're going to have to get the backhoe out or the dynamite out. Make preparations to get ready to blast through some rocks, to receive the living word of God, the living word of God that will transform your home. But it's first got to transform you. Let's make preparations for Jesus to have complete access. Oh, and we're just going to pray. I want y'all to stand up. And then we're just going to move. Prayer team, go back. Some of you, God is telling you to go ahead and confess that rock. I believe some of you, God, the Holy Spirit saying, what does the Bible say? Confess your sins to one another. What? That you might be healed. Take off the mask. Confession. Y'all, our pastor stood up here Sunday and preached a word, and I was like, did he know what I'm teaching on Thursday? Confess your sins to one another. Why? Why? That you may be healed. Why would that be in the Bible if we didn't need to be healed? He's come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So if you need to go confess it to one of these safe people, and I know every one of them, and they are precious, and they are, man, some of them have evangelistic gifts on their life, some of them have intercessor gifts, man, go. And maybe the Spirit of God's telling you to go ahead and confess those rocks to them. But Jesus, we tell you, Lord, I tell you, Lord, you have complete access to anything that is keeping me from being anything but firm, stable, and secure. I want you to repeat it after me, not loud. I don't, just under your breath, just to your Father. I don't need to hear you. He needs to hear you. Jesus, you have complete access to anything keeping me from being anything but firm, stable, and secure. The work of the cross was too great for me, for us, to walk in anything other than freedom and abundance. Holy Spirit, man, your presence is better than life, and your presence brings fullness of joy. I feel it in this place, God, and I pray it would rest and fall and invade and saturate each one of these precious daughters that have willingly come and are willingly saying, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. They might not have been ready when they got here at 9:30, but God, they're ready now. Some of them are thinking, what in the world did I sign up for? But God, you're saying to them, daughter, my abundance and my freedom is ready and available for you. Would you just apply the truth to the lie that the enemy has been letting you buy into? Jesus, where Satan is the ultimate identity thief. Back in the garden, he told Eve, if you eat this apple, you'll be better. You'll be better. He stole her identity. God, where the enemy wants to steal identities, God, you are ready to go ahead and stamp who we are in you. Man, you're doing it in my own heart, God. You are re-bringing me to places of understanding who I am in you. So, God, I pray in these daughters, in these precious moms, that we begin this beautiful journey as the lover of their soul to show them who you say they are. And mom, if your I am does not match what the I am says about you, I heard it said, you need to take that lie and put it back to the pit of hell. man, God, stamp who we are in Christ on our hearts and take off the wallpaper of what the enemy, the identity theft, has said we are. In Jesus' name, have your way. Amen.